Derek, welcome to the show. Since I talked to you this morning, after I spoke to you, I watched The Rock have their warm-up, and horrible news for them that Brett Hickey is out of the lineup. How, if any, does that change, do you think, how they'll attack you offensively?
Well, I don't know. That's unfortunate for them. You know, he's been a real good player for them this year, and, you know, we'd certainly rather play them with their full lineup. But, and, you know, it'll be interesting to see what they do, whether they put another lefty in there with Kevin Ross, who's been very good for them this year, and it changed their chemistry a little bit in their offense, I think, when they took him out. So, or they could put a D guy in and go 6-10. So we'll see what they do, but I suspect they'll put Ross in. And hard to say. I mean, Hickey's been really good for him. He's a big body. He's hard to move and shoots the ball well from the perimeter, and he gets inside as well. So certainly hurts the right side no matter which way you look at it. And but, you know, you put another guy like Ross in there, he's another weapon that I think that they can take advantage of using as well. So either way, we just have to play our game.
Playing your game, Derek, I spoke to defensive coach Jimmy Quinlan, and he was like, man, we just got to play the same way, excluding maybe the, you know, a few just miscommunications in the second quarter on guys when they're rotating. So if communication's breaking down, Derek, in the heat of the game, and you being a former player, you know, guys get fired up, is that just reaffirming it as a coach on the bench all the time? How do you ensure that those communication breakdowns don't happen?
Well, it's not always easy. Sometimes it's a result of, you know, the other team doing things well, and you have to expect that. We're going to try and take away as much as we can from them, but they do have playmakers. So, you know, the communication part is huge. Sometimes we have to remind them of it, and it's pretty evident when it doesn't happen. But I think we've been really good for the most part in that area, and I thought last week some of the breakdowns did occur from that, and some of them were missed assignments. But at the end of it all, Bold made some big saves for us there in the second quarter when they tried to put a push on us. So, you know, if we can get that kind of goaltending as well again tonight, I think we're going to be in good shape.
You had an unlucky start in Toronto with the own goal. That's the first one I've ever seen, actually, you know, go off a defender since I've been calling rush games for 10 years. It just doesn't happen very often in the NLL. You got down 2-0, but then after that, you really took control. Tonight, you're going to have your biggest crowd of the season here. You know, it's going to be upwards of 10, maybe 13,000, depending on it. It'll be very loud, and, you know, the cup's in the building. There's all of that, Derek. How do you sense the emotion and the energy of your team as a coach? And I know you don't want to change anything, but do you have to calm guys down, or is that overblown sometimes by media guys? Are they calm enough?
I sense this weekend that our emotions are in check. We're positive. I think we've had a pretty good jump on our step at our practice and our shoot around. I think once the game gets going, a lot of that is forgotten, and it really, you know, it's what happens in front of you. And our guys are really have bought into the process and buying into the actual process rather than the end result. And, you know, the crowd and what's at stake here is, you know, obviously that's the end game, but it's the process that's really important to our guys, and I think they've bought into that.
The emotional leaders on your team, Derek, you know, guys like Chris Corbeil, obviously Aaron Bold for different reasons this season, they seem to be guys who usually keep your team in check. Meanwhile, you've got the other edge of the ledger, guys like Jeremy Thompson, who fire up the other team. And you saw Thompson getting under the skin of the opposition. How important is that for your team to kind of have those counterbalance of personalities?
Well, I think it's good. And Jeremy is one of those guys. And it's not only that, but it's some of the plays he makes. You know, it really gets our guys fired up. And we saw last week some of the versatility that he brings and the plays that he can make in all areas of the floor. So, you know, guys like that, Jeff Cornwall, when he plays hard and runs through people, it certainly lifts our guys up. He's another guy that he's not a rah-rah guy, but when he plays hard and uses his physical attributes, he's a beast out there, and our guys get a lift out of that. And, you know, on offense, you know, Robert Church is a guy I think plays so hard all the time, and Marty Dinsdale as well, a guy who's brought that sort of that play hard all the time attitude. And I think our guys really get lifted by that.
Derek Keenan, head coach and GM of the Rush, join us. Derek, I've asked you to put your GM hat on for a second here. I know, you know, it has nothing to do with tonight's game, but Cornwall and Billick are both RFAs. Does after we saw offer sheet, you know, guys, you know, maxing guys, are you concerned about your defense? Cornwall and any other defense might be considered a number two or three.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, we're going to worry about tonight now, but it certainly is something that, you know, it is a bit of a concern, but we'll focus on that in the off season, and we like to keep our group together, that's for sure, and we'll do our best to do that.
What is the, what's the rules for the, when are those offer sheets allowed to begin in the NLL?
August 1st.
August 1st?
Yeah.
And then you have, a week to match?
I think it's only 48 hours. Yeah, 72 hours actually to match, so, yeah.
And I don't even know what your cap situation is. Or would you be could a team put you in a tough situation, or do you have cap flexibility?
We're not too bad actually. We have some, you know, some other guys on some favorable deals, but it could be pushed. I mean, I think we got most of our core guys signed actually for next year, so that's important. So we can, I think we'll have a little bit of space there if we need it. And again, our goal is going to be to try and keep the group together as best we can.
Derek Ian joins us. Derek, Chris Corbeil at the start of the season, I had a long interview with him, and he spoke about the one big disappointment last year for the team. Obviously, wasn't winning, but, you know, something that's dear to him and to your whole team was they really wanted to win for your late wife, Wendy. How are your emotions in check tonight as you're one game away from that? And, you know, Wendy, of course, passed away the day before the season started, and obviously it's been a tough year for you and your family, and how much that championship would ultimately mean a lot different maybe than other people would in other years.
Yeah, it certainly adds to the emotion of the day, I think. And in fact, I got a text from my son about 15 minutes ago saying that, you know, the whole family's with me, including Wendy. So, you know, that means a lot, and I know that. So, you know, it's we'll try and keep those things in check, though. And again, I'll try to be like the rest of our guys and focus on the process here. And, you know, and our guys we've been through a lot together. And I think that's a big part of their motivation as well.
Have your son or daughter taken over, Wendy, question your coaching decisions?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, both of them. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Who's more intent? Because I know your son obviously plays lacrosse, you guys have some pretty insightful and maybe sometimes good debates over what you're doing.
Well, yeah, definitely. And given that I still coach him at the junior A level, we definitely have a lot of debates. So, yeah.
What is the most frequent one? What's the one area you two see differently?
I guess. I mean, I think I probably just in terms of how the offense should run, you know, we sometimes have some debates on that. So, but, you know, I try and stay away from it as best I can. Like Jeff McComb, he helps me in the summer as well. So I try and keep my distance on it and just try to look at the big picture. But we do have some interesting chats at home, that's for sure.
Your offense, 15 goals, and really kind of symbolic of your team in the regular season. Matthews and Church leading the way, followed right behind by Zach Greer and McIntosh. You know, those big four, and then you got some transition. And that's really been the success of your team, Derek. The offense with Robert Church is obviously more potent. Just what does he add that other guys maybe can't on that right side?
He just has a great ability to find shooting space, and he's got, you know, you look at the guy and he doesn't look like, he just doesn't look like the kind of player he is when you look at his physical attributes and that, but he's got really, really quick feet, and he has high-end skills. I mean, he passes the ball extremely well, shoots the ball extremely well, has great vision. And is a smart player. Like, he understands the offense. He understands what we're trying to do out there. He has solid input all the time. And he just, I think more than anything, I think it's his ability to create his own shooting lane. He's quick, you know, and that's one of the big things in the game, of course. You know, much like hockey, is getting shooting lanes. And he's able to take quick steps one way or the other, or even backwards sometimes, forward to create his own shooting space.
Well, Derek, best of luck tonight as you look for your first Champions Cup as a head coach. Best of luck.
Thanks very much.